Tonight's gathering, we will discuss some points with regards to tazkiyah, purification, with regards to some specific points, because this is a special gathering, a special jama'ah, special get-together, and whatever our pious predecessors have mentioned and discussed with regards to tazkiyah, tafsiyah, purification, things that we have read and heard, we will sit down and discuss. Because if a person doesn't have knowledge about something, then he cannot do amal, he cannot practice on that subject. So before speaking, first I'd like to request something to you, brothers, something that I have felt and seen, that when our majlis, our gathering is in progress, then when we're having a discussion or dhikr is taking part, then if somebody, for example, is coming in late, somebody enters late, or somebody gets up to depart, or somebody's moving for a reason, for whatever reason, then suddenly we start looking towards that person, whether he's coming in or leaving or moving. We'll see sitting, we'll start looking at that person or glaring at that person. So this is against the adab, the manners of the gathering. And what we realize from this is that that person who's looking around, his focus is not on the discussion, nor is it on dhikr. So this is the first point, that this is Allah's majlis, and we should be sitting down immersed in this gathering. If we sit in this gathering immersed in the dhikr and the discussion, then Allah in the same way gives the rewards and the blessings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his gathering was like this. The noble companions used to sit in the same way, in the right way. The meaning of the hadith is such that people, the observers, you say, they used to sit so still, it was as if that like birds were sitting on their heads or their necks, because they were so still, the birds thought that they were like statues. So subhanAllah, when they would be attentive, their heads bowed, focused, listening to the Prophet ﷺ. So inshallah, I am hopeful that you will eliminate this bad habit. If somebody's coming or going or moving or getting up from the gathering, you should be in such a way that you don't know what's happening in the gathering. You don't know what's happening around you. That's how focused and concentrated you should be on the gathering. And the second point is that today some points and words have come, explanations have come to my mind. They're very beneficial with regards to the subject of tasawwuf, rectification, improvement. And probably you are aware of these points. Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, also used to emphasize on these points, because Hazrat Sahib used to emphasize on these points, because all the mashayikh, our pious Shaykhs, elders, also used to emphasize on these points. Now, a Shaykh has no greed or desire or want from his students. He doesn't want his students to pick up his shoes or to respect him or to walk in front of him or behind him or to hold him in high regard. He has no link with any of these things. Totally not. Yes, he has no link with requiring or desiring anything from any student. The Shaykh, he's a spiritual teacher, and he has been sent by Allah to the people to improve them, to assist them. He has a special connection with people. So he explains things, he implements them himself, he explains and he makes people understand. And there are three ulum, three types of knowledge. We have the ilm of the Qur'an, ilm fiqh, jurisprudence, and there's ilm tazkiyah, ilm of purification. All three ulum have slightly different methodologies. There are different ways of learning these ulum, and their syllabuses are also a little bit different, and their results are also a little bit different. SubhanAllah. Yes, so we need to understand this point. And this is a good thing that, mashallah, that when you prefer and like something that's being said, then you praise Allah. And I get a lot of encouragement when I hear this, when you glorify Allah, that you are listening to what's being said. And Allah Ta'ala also will be very happy that what servants of mine, that my words go into their heart and suddenly, immediately they praise me. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So this is, we're sat here to make a link with Allah, isn't it? So don't move back an inch or forward, or do something that will prevent you connecting to Allah. So now, as I was saying, the biggest subject here is tazkiyah. That when the student, the talib, the student, when he registers in the class of tazkiyah, he goes to the sheikh, he repents, isn't it? Then after repenting, he becomes a student of tazkiyah, whether he's old, young, alim, scholar, mufti, faqih, jurist, whatever it is. But if he's a student, he's a student, and you have to think that he's got the satchel around his shoulder. Doesn't matter what he's done before, he's a new student into the class of tasawwuf. So the talib ilm, the student first, he has to do tawbah. The talib ilm, the student in tazkiyah, first he does repentance, then he does bayah to the teacher, he pledges allegiance to the teacher, then the silsila, the order starts. And this journey continues to the akhirah, the hereafter. And in tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf, which is the subject of purification, rectification, improvement, the end point is the pleasure of Allah, radai ilahi. This is the end point. Yes, so what is it, the end point? It is that the greatest jama'ah, the greatest congregation of Sufis who passed by on this earth, and no group before them or after them has been greater than them, they were given the greatest title. Allah Ta'ala announced in the Qur'an, radiyallahu anhum. Subhanallah. Allah is pleased with them all. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, whichever companion you look at, Allah says that the Sahaba, the noble companions of the Prophet sallam, they were given the highest, assigned the highest title of tazkiyah, because they purified themselves and Allah was happy with them. So that title continues. We try to, we target that and aim for that. Alhamdulillah. So from tens of thousands of students, there's one student who succeeds. And may Allah Ta'ala allow us to also succeed with Allah's fadl, with His grace. But listen carefully, attentively, practice on this and put your maqsad, your objective in front of you. That why are we gathered together? Why are we together? Who have we met? Who is our teacher? Why is He giving us bayah? So brothers, in tasawwuf, in the relationship between the student and the sheikh, the most important action or achievement after tawbah repentance is rabta sheikh, connection with the sheikh, your relationship with your teacher. There are three elements of rabta. One is aqidah in your teacher. Obviously, if you don't have belief in your sheikh, what's the point of meeting him? A waste of time. Belief in your sheikh, conviction, belief, certainty that he's the greatest teacher, he's the greatest sheikh, he's the greatest human being, and your belief should be strong that whatever he says, if I implement it, will take me to Allah. Yes. No waswasa, no doubts. When we believe this, then believe me, shaitan cannot inject his whispers into your mind and heart. Injection of the shaitan's whispers come to that student, and thoughts, bad thoughts come to that student's minds and heart, whose itaqad, whose belief with his sheikh is weak. Yeah? His certainty is weak. Do you understand what I'm saying? That I do dhikr, I get waswasa, bad thoughts, evil thoughts, negative thoughts. Then consider that your belief in your sheikh is weak. And that's where shaitan sees the crack and he delves into that crack. So your belief should be strong in your sheikh. Then you should have love for your sheikh. So three elements of rabta. First is belief in the sheikh. Then love for the sheikh. If you love your sheikh, then the love will increase. Because this whole path, it is navigated with love. After that comes khidmat, service of the sheikh. Serving the sheikh. Assisting the sheikh. After that is itaat, obedience, whatever the sheikh says, instructs. It's like you've inscribed the rock. If he says day, it's day. If he's night, it's night. There's no two meanings, no two ways, no argument, no dispute, no difference in opinion. Sheikh said it, that's it. That's fine. End of story. That's enough for me. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught this to the sahaba. One sahabi said to another sahabi, he met him, he said, are you coming from the Prophet's court? He said, yes. Did he say this? Okay, that's enough, fine, no more, I don't need to know anymore. You've told me that Nabi said this, I don't need to ask another question, I have no doubt. Is this the case, isn't it? This was the case, yes, the sahaba were like this. So the student of the tasawwuf should be like this. So when these four elements come into a student, then his rabta with his sheikh is strong. Belief in the sheikh, love for the sheikh, service for the sheikh, obedience to the sheikh. So let's pay attention to this. That what's my itiqad like? Is my belief in my sheikh good? He should increase his belief, his love, and his khidmah, his service, and his obedience. That's the job of a student. When a student goes to the college or school, he has to learn the subjects, study, revise, and pass. So if we don't do this, we'll fail. Isn't it? That we're in the class of tasawwuf. Allah's mercy that this subject is being taught to us like a subject. There are tens of thousands of shops that have opened, the peer and the murid, and the peer doesn't say anything to the murid. And today nowadays, yes, yes, please student come. Do you want to be bayah to me? Bayah. Then he's taken bayah, he disappears. The sheikhs in the north and the students in the south. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know my sheikh, he's a great scholar. I am bayah to a big shot scholar. And but he's never met him after that, after taking bayah. This is not the tasawwuf relationship between the sheikh and the student. You don't get anything from this. So what a great subject, deep subject, important, essential subject we discussed today. We don't know about it. So when the connection between the student and the sheikh is strengthened, then what's next? Then remember here, Remember here that the tasawwuf is not some separate path of Islam, some cult, some sect. Now, in the Quran, all three lines run in parallel. They have the same objective, whether you're learning Quran or fiqh, jurisprudence or tazkiyah, rectification. All three are the same line, in the same path, parallel. They have one same method, and their meaning is the same. What is that? To do amal on the sharia, on Allah's principles. Yes, sharia and tariqat. Shariat is Allah's principles, and tariqat, tasawwuf, is the same. No action in tasawwuf can be against sharia. This is very important. I'm a Sufi, I don't need to follow Islamic principles, I am free from this. No. For if you're a student of Quran, you need to implement sharia. If you're learning fiqh, jurisprudence, you need to relate to the Quran, sharia. And if you're learning tasawwuf, tazkiyah, then you need to relate to the sharia. Because sharia are the principles of Islam, we can't go against them. So, now the interesting point that we discussed today is that in the rabta shaykh, connection with the teacher, there are some phases that the murid passes through. This is very fantastic points that we probably have not heard before today, so I'd like to share them with you. So now, the question is that, as I said, so the person, remember as I said to you before, that when you do tawbah, after tawbah, you have the four elements, the four parts of the connection with the shaykh. Belief, itiqad, muhabbat, love, and khidmat, service, and itiqad, obedience, itiqad. So after this, then there are some phases a student has to go through. So he has to be at least on one of those phases, so that he has that link with the connection, a chain link with the shaykh, with the teacher. And these explanations have been given on this subject. So what will we say in English? There are terms and conditions, we could say, yes. Some principles of the tasawwuf, or the terms of the tasawwuf. And you will have heard this, that firstly, for the student, if he's on the path of the tasawwuf, fairs, blessings. Hazrat, I'm not getting any fairs. The real crux of the whole matter is fairs, to obtain blessings from the teacher. Ongoing, continuous, ongoing, ceaseless. Yes? So fairs is the root. Fairs is the soul of the tasawwuf. Just like we breathe. We have to stay alive, we have to breathe. Same way fairs between the murid, the student, and the teacher. There's one lifeline. What's that called? Fairs. The blessings of the teacher. So there are four phases or four levels through which a person can attain fairs. If he's not on any of those levels, then he cannot get the fairs, the blessings from the sheikh. Okay? So I'm not that capable of explaining and sharing. When I speak sometimes a bit hard or firm. But inshallah, I'll try so you understand what I'm saying. So, there are four levels of fairs. The four levels that a student should be on at least, so that he's attaining fairs, so that the relationship between the teacher and the student is maintained. So the first level that a person should at least be on the student, that's called an aqasi link with the teacher. Now, you'll have to remember this in Urdu. This is Urdu word. An aqasi level this is. So this is called rabta. In aqas, yes, in aqasi level. Now we consider this as a massive and a high level achievement, but this is the lowest level and the lowest connection with the teacher to attain faith, to attain blessings from the teacher. So what's an aqasi? Now in English you could say this is where a person gets the reflection from his sheikh, or he gets the sort of the inversion of the blessings from the sheikh, or the counterpart of the blessing. For example, a student, he's sitting in the gathering of the teacher. So we want to get fairs, we want to get blessings, the lifeline, the breath, we want to breathe. So definitely when a student is in the company of the teacher, he obtains the blessings and the positive influence from the sheikh. Like I said, when we do maraqabah, we pray to Allah that Allah gives us the fairs of the tajalliyat to our heart. So when a murid, the student, comes close to a sheikh, to the teacher, and is gathering in his company, then the fairs, the blessings of the teacher rub off onto the student. But the first level of fairs, the lowest level of fairs, is the an-aqasi level. And what does that mean? How does that occur? When the murid, the student, takes bayah to the sheikh and he's working hard and the sheikh's making him work hard, so he starts to do dhikr because the sheikh prescribes dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Then the sheikh tells the student, leave the sins, prevent yourself from the sins, exercise caution. From this tariqah, do dhikr and leave the sins. What we'd want is so that sharia comes into our life and the sunnah of Rasulullah comes into our life and Allah's love also comes into our life. So this is the prescription that the sheikh gives. Yes. So this is what the Sufis have adopted in their lives, the principles of deen. We're not trying to attain anything else in our lives. Yes. If anything else comes, oh, I'm this, I'm a big shot, and I'm flying, etc. This is what's supposed to happen. That's why you, me, and all of us sitting here, so we can follow Islam, Sharia, the Sunnah, and Allah's love can come to our hearts. So what's the first level of, the lowest level of the connection between the student and the sheikh, which is the anaqasi? So when the murid, he does dhikr, he obeys the sheikh's orders and instructions, he listens to them, and as he complies and does dhikr, he tries to leave sins, etc., then his heart starts to become clean. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So remember this always, that if you have connected with another human being, your teacher, so remember, if you have a connection with the teacher, if you're a proper student of tasawwuf, then those who are students of tasawwuf and have a sheikh, their status is much, much, much greater than other normal Muslims who don't have a link with the sheikh, the tasawwuf. Their salah is better, their ibadah is better, etc. Because a student who has a link with the sheikh, his heart is becoming purified, it's getting clean. His batin, inner soul, is being cleaned. He's getting a positive influence. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, this is a given. Soon as the student arrives, he does tawbah, sheikh gives dhikr, and Naqshbandi silsila, immediately the effect of dhikr takes place, and totally becomes unique, that student, as a Muslim, from other people, who don't have a link with a sheikh, who don't have a link with a wali Allah. So his heart, he's not just purifying it, cleaning it, it starts to sparkle. A glow comes, a sparkle. It's like a mirror, like a mirror. You know, the glass in the mirror. So what happens? So when the student comes to the company of a sheikh, like you come in a majlis, in a gathering, you come, you've sat down, you're listening to the sheikh speaking, or dhikr is happening, or you're just meeting your sheikh, then what happens physically, it's like there's a mirror hanging there, and you have come and stood in front of the mirror, and you can see the reflection, you're benefiting from the reflection of the mirror. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you stand in front of the mirror, then will your image not go into the mirror? It will. So the sheikh's image goes into the mirror. So when the murid comes in front of his sheikh, then he is in front of the mirror, and all the fuyus, the blessings and the barakat that are in the sheikh, they start to reflect onto the student. Yes, what a beautiful inversion. Reflection. What a beautiful point. I went to my hazard, he's Qutb al-Aqtab. So, subhanAllah, the Qutb al-Aqtab, the great sheikhs, reflection and qualities automatically come into me. When the other person comes, who's not a marid, no chance, he can sit in dhikr, he can speak, but he doesn't have the connection. He's not formalized the connection with the teachers, not accepted as teachers. We should be thankful to Allah millions of times over. He could be sat next to us, he's doing dhikr loudly, he's speaking, but he's weak. He's weak, whatever he is, but he's got the connection with the sheikh. He said, then there's another man who's not a student of the sheikh. So the student, he's getting total fares and blessings from the sheikh, because he stood in front of the mirror. He sat in front of the mirror. Allahu Akbar. What's he stood in front of? The mirror, the reflection of his teacher. So he's receiving the image, the reflection of the teacher. So when the reflection comes, so the more his heart is clean when he listens to his sheikh, does dhikr, those points I mentioned. Whoever's belief in the teacher stronger, he serves his teacher, loves his teacher, and obeys his teacher. Those four elements of rabta, if they're strong, and then you're stood in front of the mirror, then you, who will see the mirror clearer? Who will get the reflection clearer? That mirror which is clean. So you, the student, are the mirror. You, the student, are the mirror. Okay? And if you're stood in front of your teacher, then you, if your mirror, if you're clean, then you will get the pure image reflection, isn't it? And if you see a mirror that's not clean, we apply this way. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, this is dirty. Shh, shh, shh. We apply Mr. Sheen or the window cleaning, sparkling, cleaning, liquid, chemical. So we clean the mirror because we want to see it clearly. So the student who is sincere, due to strong itiqad, belief, service for the sheikh, love for the sheikh, and obedience, itaat, obedience to the sheikh, he becomes such a mirror, which is sparkling clean. Soon as he comes in front of the teacher, because he's pure himself so much, and his heart is so pure and clean, then the reflection of the teacher comes off best from that student. So is it the sheikh's fault, or the student's fault, if the reflection is not good? Will you break the mirror? No, it's your mistake. That you're not clean, you're not pure, you haven't cleaned the mirror, you haven't cleaned yourself, so how will you get the proper reflection? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the point, he's the Qutb of his time, the great sheikh of his time, the dunya is benefiting from him, the birds are benefiting from him, animals benefit from the sheikh. Animals benefit from the wali Allah. Snakes and scorpions benefit from walis of Allah. So I'll tell you a story about this event. The snakes and scorpions and pigeons and flies and birds. But the human being, the murid, the student, why doesn't he benefit from the sheikh? Because he's weak. What's he weak in? What's he weak in? His rabta. The connection with his sheikh is weak. Yes? So those four elements, the belief in the shaykh, the love, the service, and the obedience are weak. That's why he can't even get onto phase one. Step number one, which is the an aqasi level, the reflection level. Look, for example, he should know the student. I'm sat in front of my shaykh, he's a wali Allah, the greatest wali. So the more your mirror is clean, then the reflection comes properly into the student. He can see clearly. In the same way, when a student sits in front of the shaykh, front of his heart, then when the reflection of the shaykh's heart and his status comes to the student, then he is very emotionally charged. Oh, I enjoyed it today, I went to the gathering of Hazrat Sahab today, I've got satisfaction, peace, contentment. Happens, doesn't it? Today I sat in Hazrat Sahab's sohbat and I was drowsy before, suddenly I was alert, all my tiredness went away. So this is phase number one, level number one, that takes a person away from the bed and the mattress and tiredness. Come, let's go to the majlis of zikr. Here you don't need tabligh, propagation, inviting. Man comes automatically, doesn't he? Quickly, finish salah. He's coming from another masjid, Masjid Ali, from another locality, another vicinity. He could stop. He doesn't have to come. But there's a drag, there's a pull, there's an attraction. Because he's got level number one, an aqasi level of rabta. He says, no, let's go to the majlis. Sit with Hazrat Sahib, benefit. So the more the mirror of your heart is clean, then you will not waste the majalis. You will not waste the gatherings. You'll come first, you'll sit at the front, and you will listen clearly. You'll try to get closer to your shaykh. You'll increase your love. And not a minute will you waste. Why? Why, just like the fish that is in water, does it want to stay outside of the water for a minute? No. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, it will not survive. That the student says, Hazrat Sahib's majlis, he's speaking. He'll run to the gathering. When he gets this feeling, these emotions, then consider his heart. He has succeeded. He's got strong rabta with his shaykh. And he's on phase level number one, an aqasi, where he is obtaining the reflection of his shaykh's quality. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So has this come into you or not? Let's determine this, because we're all students. So I'm telling you stage number one, and time is finished. I wanted to say quite a lot, but the time is finishing, isn't it? So we need to determine this. What a beautiful point. But listen carefully here. All of this, that the weakest level, the weakest phase of rabda is this one I've just mentioned, an aqasi, the lowest level. Why is that? Because the situation with regards to this level, this phase of connection with the teacher, or the relationship with the teacher, is that when you are with the shaykh and your mirror is clean, your heart is clean, and then you get the reflection of the qualities of your shaykh, and they come into you, they rub off onto you, they influence you positively. But when you leave the shaykh company, then they wither away and they disappear. So when you're with your shaykh, you're emotionally charged, I'm strong, I'm good, I promise I'll come to the gathering, I'll follow your teachings. And as soon as you are a few yards away or outside of the gathering, you start to become weak and you wither away. So an aqasi rabta, level number one of rabta, connection with the shaykh, this is not the strong one. This is a weak link with the shaykh, and a person gets deceived, thinking he's on a high level. I've reached the levels, I'm a wali Allah, I'm a pious Muslim, I've got strongest iman. No. This is the lowest level of strength. Because when the student who is on this level, number one, when he gets further away from his shaykh, that's why I stated that try always to come to the majalis. Hasten to the majalis. And you have the experience of this. You leave the majalis, the gatherings for 2 weeks, you could go and wander around London, then you'll see the difference in your life. Will it not come in your life, the difference? What difference will be made? That the effects of sin will come more onto you. You'll become weak. Sinning will become prevalent. A man becomes weak. He starts to commit sins. Does this happen or not? Yes, his eyes start to go astray, tahajjud is missed. Reason is why? Because we are on that person who's level number one of rapta, which is the reflective, the inversion rapta, an aqasi. And this is the weakest level. We need to go above this. And what's the next level? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. The next level above is called al-qai, level number two of rapta. Level number two. So don't think if you're on aqasi level that you sit with the shaykh, you feel strong, and when you leave the gathering, you're gone. You're a goner. No, that's too weak. So we need to go to the higher level, al-qai level. Level number two. Now English, I'll need to think about this one. Alqa. Alqa. We'll come to that. What the meaning of this is. So this level is level two, stronger than level one, and this is stronger, better, more beneficial for the student of the sawaf, for his rabta, for his connection with the shaykh. So the mashayikh, the pious elders, have given us a beautiful explanation with regards to what's the physical meaning of al-qayb. When a student goes, he has a connection with the sheikh, he's on the first level in a qasi, he works hard, he maintains, he makes effort, he's getting the reflection of the sheikh, and he feels good. Then here, don't just stop there, then you have to work harder. Why? Because you want to maintain your deen and your strength of your heart wherever you are. So you continue working on rabta. What were the elements of rabta? Because remember, you need to strengthen your belief in your sheikh, you need to increase your service for the sheikh, and your muhabbat for the sheikh, and itaat, obedience to the sheikh. Don't get weak in these elements. Work harder, do more, be more sincere. My sheikh has said this, why don't I obey this? Why am I weak in this? Why don't I believe in him when he says this? Why don't I love him, etc.? So we have to work hard on the four elements. When you work hard on the elements, what do? We say, oh, rest on my laurels. I feel good when I'm with Hazrat Sahab. We don't do more than that. This is delusion. 4 days you'll be away, then you'll evaporate. You will lose all the strength of Iman. So you have to work harder on the elements of Rabta. Remember what I said in the beginning? The elements of connection with the Shaykh are what? Love for the Shaykh, service for the Shaykh, belief in the Shaykh, and obedience to the Shaykh. When you work hard on these elements, then you'll go to the next level, level number two, which is Al-Qai. The Al-Qai level of Rabta. And the example of Al-Qai level, level number two, is that when you work hard and you come onto that platform, the murid gets to the level like a lamp. You know, like a light. You understand? Chiragh, a lamp. What are the two things in a lamp? You have the fuel, the oil, and you have the burner we call it. You know, the burner strip or the burner element. So when you have the fuel and the burner element and you apply the spark to it, then it lights up, isn't it? So now the student has become a lamp. Before he was a naqasi, then he worked harder on the four elements of rabta and he becomes a lamp. His heart, his body, they glow. It's not a light. He hasn't been lit yet. Yeah, he's got the fuel. Subhanallah. Dhikr Allah. It is dhikr. Dhikr is his fuel. And the light, the burner is his ikhlas, his sincerity. So sincerity and dhikr, they combine to make the lamp. Yeah, the lamp has to have the fuel and the burner. So now he needs the spark to burn the burner. Isn't it? To light the burner. So you've got the fuel, you've got the burner, you've got the burner, the element that's going to burn. So then you say, oh, you got a light, mate? Have you got a light, please? We ask people, don't we, when we want a light? Otherwise, you'll stay the same. You'll be, you won't have that burning effect. You won't have the improvement. So you've become a lamp now. You've worked harder. You've gone up level number one, Anakasi. You've gone to Al-Qai. So your heart has become like a lamp, ready to glow, ready to burn. So now when you go to the company of the Shaykh, then you will take, your level will take another shape, another form. When you get to this position, you look at, what position am I in? And what happens now, alhamdulillah, is that his situation becomes a little bit different then. Then he's not a reflection of the teacher, now he's become a lamp. That when the student arrives to the company of the sheikh, then within the sheikh, the light that's burning within the sheikh, yes, the light that's burning within the sheikh, Allah's love, extreme love. So that lamp that's burning within the sheikh, so that soon as the student gets close to the company of his sheikh, then suddenly he will also start to light up and he'll burn and the warmth will be exchanged between the sheikh and the student. You understand what I'm saying? What a nice light manner, and in a careful, simple manner I'm explaining to you. It's a difficult subject to teach. So now he becomes a lamp. He's not the reflection now, a temporary reflection. So a lamp, a light, what's his situation now? You take the lamp outside, inside, it continues to burn as long as the fuel and the burning element is present within the lamp. So a murid, he's not affected by outside elements. If he goes away for a week or 15 days or on a holiday, he will stay intact and strong because the lamp, the fuel is now burning. The lamp is burning, it's lit. You're enjoying what I'm saying? Are you enjoying what I'm saying? So what level of murid are you now? Level 1, Al-Qasi, or level 2, Al-Qai? You won't worry about it. But even then you will worry because you want to preserve your iman. You will remember your sheikh's words. You become a chiragh, a lamp. You're not a mirror anymore. You've worked hard, made effort on what? Say what? On what? On rabta, the four elements. Remember the basic four elements. You are working hard on them to strengthen your rabta. Love for the sheikh, obedience to the sheikh, and the love for the sheikh, and the service for the sheikh, obedience to the sheikh. So now, when you work hard on these elements, you come out of level number one, Al-Qasi reflection state, you go to the burning state, the lamp state, the illumination state. So you become a chiraq lamp. So now we can determine when I go out, when I leave the Kamru Mashaykh, do I leave Salah? Do I discard Jama'ah? Do I go to the Masjid to pray Salah? Sometimes we make excuses, I went to Pakistan, I left Salah, I didn't pray in Jama'ah. That's because the lamp is not burning. So when a person's in this situation, he's still in danger. Why do I leave practice sometimes? Why do I practice temporarily? Because our objective and destination is to please Allah. So what we realize is there's still a weakness because there's something lacking in a lamp. I'll give you a unique example. Because we need to protect the lamp from the wind. Subhanallah. The lamp's burning. We've got it to level 2. The lamp that's burning, so there's still a weakness. Because we take the lamp outside, there's a blustery wind, a storm, and then the lamp will shake left and right, and it will blow out the light. The light will blow out. So the people are weak, they leave Salah, they forget the words of their Shaykh, they leave Dhikr, they don't remember Allah. So they are not fully strengthened. They've come out of an Naqasi level number 1. They've gone on to level 2 Al-Qai. They're a lamp, but they cannot be protected from the blustery wind, from the trials and the tribulations and the challenges. So what do we need to do? Work harder on the elements of Rabta. So that even if we're far from a Shaykh, look, for example, I used to go after a year to meet my Shaykh. I lived 3,000 miles away. I couldn't have regular company. I had the least company of my Shaykh. But I went beyond the lamp level, beyond level 2. So this subject, you have to strengthen your iman, strengthen your level. You have to serve your Shaykh wherever you are, love your Shaykh wherever you are, believe your Shaykh wherever you are, and obey him wherever you are. It doesn't matter, you don't have to be in front of him or live in his locality. If my Shaykh is 3,000 miles away, then I worked hard on itiqad. Allah Ta'ala give me tests. The another Shaykhs come and go to him, and he gives good speeches, go to him. So here I used to work hard on things, so that I did the right action and I got uruj. My levels increased. Subhanallah. So brothers, we need to be serious. You will be serious. You will be serious. I'm not just speaking to you for the sake of it. I'm telling you the facts here. Though I'm going to India, I'm going to another country, Hazrat. I tried to do what you said, but it's hard for me. Don't play games. You shouldn't play games. We're trying to convince yourselves and your Shaykh that I had to go and meet my relatives and I was affected negatively. This is the Kamal achievement. It doesn't matter where you go in the world, to all the continents. Don't forget your destination. You have to please Allah and stay observant on the Sharia. Adhere to the Sharia. You just fly for a few hours on the plane. You forget everything. You're still weak. Your lamp has come out to the winds. It's become a charag. It's become a lamp. Even the lamp is weak. Even the candle is weak, because when the candle is lit and it's exposed to the elements, then it withers away, it blows out. So if I say I'm a Shaykh, I'm a Peer, and I'm a student, then consider, analyze yourself. What level are you on? So what's the next level up now? Stronger. Level 3. Beautiful stage. So number 1 is Anaqasi. 2 is Al-Qai. 3 is Islahi. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the level 3. Islahi Rabta. So Anaqasi, then Al-Qai, then Islahi Rabta, level 3. That I leave the locality of my Shaykh, I leave my home, and I start to delay my Salah, become weak. So I have to analyze myself, I have to say it honestly to myself. Definitely my belief in my Shaykh is weak, or my love for my Shaykh is weak, or my service for my Shaykh is weak, or I don't follow his nasiha, or I don't obey his instructions. Due to these weaknesses, I'm still a lamp, a candle, and I've not exceeded that, I've not gone beyond that, I've not improved beyond that. So basically we just look at these things and become satisfied. Then he works harder, I'm weak. And this is like the sheet, the tazkiyah system, I give to you the sheets where we analyze them. I went to Pakistan, India, and why did I discard these actions? Why did I commit these sins? I'm in the plane. Why did I look at that girl or that female? How did I do this? How comes I did this? No, the murid, he's like, he should be rock hard. Apart from Allah, the love for Allah and his deen, there should be nothing else in our minds. La ilaha illahu. Today, Qari Sahib in the khutbah, he said, La ilaha illahu. This is the belief. We all read, we all say this, but we're just here to the level that's in front of us. We don't go beyond that. I'm a murid of this Shaykh. Yesterday I met a brother. He said, I'm a murid of that Shaykh, of this scholar. My grandfather, he was a murid of that scholar, of this big show. There's nothing in these connections with so good. Doesn't matter how great I say, I'm a Shaykh, Kutab ala Kitab, and people give me titles and laqabs. There's only one thing I should be concerned about. That after the world, after I pass away, doesn't matter what titles the world gives to me in front to me, behind my back, call me Kutab al-Kitab, Ghawth, and look at my miracles and see me flying the air. I swear by Allah, I should have this least minimum worry that I have no concern with any of things. I should have one worry when I go to sleep in the night, that will I be able to, how will I give the answer to the grave, to the questions in the grave, my brothers. This dunya tells us something else. This world tells us something else. I swear by Allah, when we'll go into that ditch, the grave, a few feet below the earth, everything will change. Everything will change. The qayyumiyyat, the titles. Allah's Nabi Sallam gave a great example. Imli Fatima, he said to his blessed daughter, he said to his great daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, she was the woman, the head of the women of Jannah. He said, Fatima, be careful. Don't fall into the trap that you are the daughter of a prophet. When you go to the grave, you will have account for your deeds yourself. Yourself. Subhanallah. So that person who falls into self, I'm a sheikh, I'm this and that. He is still weak. He is too weak. He is on level number 1 or 2. He's like a lamp. This is nonsense. You should cry, Allah. When I die, I go to my grave. Then Allah make the questions easy for me so that I can be saved. Yes, Allah, I need to answer the question. Don't trust anything. Don't be satisfied in your Quran, your recitation, your dhikr. No. Prepare for answering the question in the grave. How will Allah Ta'ala ask me the question? People did this. This is the level we should get to. So now what's the next level? What's the third level of rabta? Islahi, level 3, higher than level 1 and 2. Islahi, yes, which can be linked to rectification, correction, reformation, being righteous and correct. No, I'm not a peer, a sheikh who plays games and dramas. I'm upset more about myself. Yes, so let's not play games with the deen. So Islahi, level number 3. What's the examples of this so we understand? This is stronger than level 1 and 2. It's a very strong connection with the shaykh. It's a very strong level of rabta, connection with the shaykh. So first it was the reflection, which was number 1, an aqasi. Yes, then number 2 was al-qai. And then the third is what? Subhanallah, he's a river now. Islahi connection is, subhanallah, that he is a river, the student, and he meets with the ocean because he has a connection with the teacher. So the teacher is an ocean, a vast ocean, and there's a river that comes from the ocean or flows into the ocean, and the student is the river. So he's very strong. So if, for example, the student has a connection with the ocean, then will that river dry up? Will the water reduce the level of that river? No, never. Next point is very great. He's worked hard on what, the student? Yeah, on the connection with his sheikh. So he's come to the stage now that his connection is very strong now with the sheikh, that the student is like a river that's flowing into the vast ocean. To get what? To get what? To get the fairs, mashallah. Very good, well done. You answered that. Not to get water, but to get fairs. Not fairs Muhammad, not the name. Fairs, blessings. Special blessings from the teacher. Bounties. Not fairs Muhammad, fairs Ahmad, not the name. This is fairs. Bounties and blessings from the teacher. And this is all from the teacher. Yes, blessings from the sheikh. This is our objective. He is the pillar. He is the ocean. Remember this, your sheikh is the pillar. He is the fountain. He is the ocean. My sheikh is the fountain for me. And my sheikh can not be your fountain. Now, can I go to your sheikh, sheikh? You will get nothing from my sheikh. Yeah, which is your grandfather sheikh. Nothing. One brother, he said to me, you did tawaf. And I'm just telling you this, by the way. Brothers who have loved, mashallah. And he wrote me a letter. Hazrat, I felt like today, there are people like this. I felt like I was doing tawaf. So I wanted to do tawaf for Hazrat Fazal al-Qureshi. I said, okay, fine. Fine. Who is my grandfather, Sheikh? In the night he had a dream. And he said, I had a dream that do you do my tawaf? Hazrat Fazal al-Qureshi, he dreamt. He said, do tawaf for your Sheikh. From who you get the blessings. He found him and said, forgive me, I've made a mistake. So, this is our nafs, isn't it? Desires. Let's go direct to Gadai Sharif, to Bade Hazrat Sahib's mazar. No, you'll get nothing. Nabi Karim Sazam said himself that go and spend time in the company of your sheikh, strengthen that relationship with your sheikh. This is where you will get the blessings. Fares and blessings come from your teacher. Rabta, you have to maintain your connection with your sheikh. Strengthen it with your sheikh. My sheikh, you don't go towards my teacher. And if I say I need to go after Hazrat Fazal al-Qureshi in my life, I went once to my grandfather sheikh's town, his mazar, to his where he's buried. And that was due to the instructions of my sheikh. Otherwise, I have no need to go there. No, my sheikh is here. He's my sheikh. I didn't think that I need to go there. Yes, he's a great sheikh, but you are my sheikh. That you are enough for me. This is how much belief I should have for my teacher. That even if Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam comes and say, that's good, I've done your ziyarah, mashallah, I'm so happy, but I don't need anything else because my sheikh is present. He is my teacher. He is my source of blessing. What do we say? Oh, he's a peer. He's come. Let's go to him. Let's go hiding and see him secretly, meeting other personalities, picking up his bag, running away from him. that if you cannot get the blessings from your sheikh, then all your life you will not get from anyone else. You can go anywhere through the four corners of the world. I'm not saying that other people are not great. No, they will be greater than your sheikh many times over, no doubt. But this is the sunnah of Allah, that where Allah says, I have written your destiny with what teacher, then that's where you should learn from. For example, if you got married with a woman, and you want your children to be born from another woman, then the children will be born from the woman you've married to. You say, no, that woman is my neighbor, it'd be very good if I could have children from her. Will this happen? Will this happen? Impossible. No, because if she's beautiful, you said that, I want my children to be beautiful. I have a wife, but I want my children to be born from this other woman. How can this be? She's not married to you. This is your wife. She is your wife. So you're a sheikh. It doesn't matter if you look towards others, they may be great in status, kutab, ghawth, and knowledgeable abdals, whatever. But your sheikh, your affairs, your blessings will come via your sheikh, because your connection has been joined to your sheikh. Okay? You understand? The children will be born from your wife. Yes, whether she's tall or short or dark or whatever, because you have nikah has been done with the marriage. So Allah has given you your sheikh, your teacher. You'll have to persevere. Whether kutub ghawth comes after that, say no problem. I've got my sheikh. Allah has given me. I'm not going to do actions against the Sharia. So just like going to a woman who is not married to you is against Sharia, in the same way going to a person who is not your sheikh, then this is a sin with respect to tasawwuf. Yes, because this bi'adabi is a disrespect, extreme lack of respect for your teacher when you run off to seek fares from other teachers. This is against the principles of Rasulullah's teachings, that you break the principles of Allah. Allah says, I've given you a teacher, then who are you to discard him and shun him and neglect him? Whenever a murid does this, then a murid, when he has strength and elements of rabta, then the shaykh never says to the student, you should become my murid. Rather, the murid, he is desperate for the shaykh to be his teacher. Has the shaykh ever said? No. Allah drags the student to the shaykh. Allah invites the student to the shaykh, subhanAllah. That's how the rabta strengthens. Okay? So do you understand what I'm saying? Is good what I'm saying? So now what level was I saying? Islahi. This is level 3 of rabta. So your connection strengthen now. Before that, you didn't have the connection. Before it was the reflection, the mirror, then it became the lamp and the burner. Now you have the connection with the teacher. Islahi, level number 3. It's so strong. And look at the achievement here. It's so strong now that when you get ijazah, permission, go to another city and do the work of the deen. Your sheikh, the sheikh gives the ijazah, the permission, because the sheikh has realized that his connection with me is now strong. So what will happen now? Listen carefully to what I'm saying. I'm telling you a unique point. You'll like this, what I'm saying. Listen attentively to what I'm saying. What happens is that when a student, he becomes the river, the student's the river that flows into the ocean of the teacher. And then when he flows, when that flow of the water in the river is so forceful, and it was a river, a strong flow of water. So it doesn't matter if big boulders and rocks, they fall into the river from the banks, the river will take them away, gobble them up, and flow into the ocean. In other words, no obstacles can affect the flow of the river. So when the student becomes a forceful river, no more a stream, even if the sins come in front of him, he will drag those sins away like the river drags the boulders into the sea. So he will not break the Sharia principles, the student. Why? Because his focus of the sheikh is so strong that the student will not go near to a sin. He'll put his hands towards the sin. Tawajjuh will come from the teacher, the teachings of the teacher, and he will drag those sins away. The student say, subhanAllah. So if the shaykh will say, go to the dunya, qul siru fil ard, go teach the deen, spread the deen, so he's strong now, my student is strong, he's achieved, he's on level 3, he's on a high level. You understand what I'm saying? Do you enjoy this? This is also dhikr what we're doing. SubhanAllah. So has anyone become made yet? Has anyone done his islah? Has any one of us got to level 3? Oh, no, no, we don't even know what is islah, reformation, how to get to rectification. We say, no, I've just got a link with my sheikh. He's my teacher by name. How much time we're wasting in our lives. We don't even know the objective of having a teacher. We should look every second that since I've met my sheikh for years, where have I reached? What level have I got to? What have I learned? What have I done? And that, for example, when you listen to my bayan afterwards, listen time and time again. These are ilham words. Allah inspires. Have you heard these words before? These elements of rabta. Yes, Qari Sahib, you're a champion. You've met many great sheikhs and scholars. Yes, and you have Qari Sahib, mashallah, from before the bayah, he, the attachments he had. When Allah loves a student, he gives him this ilm, this knowledge. Did you learn this knowledge before? A person, Jai, like me, sitting here. Yes. That such people who sat here, the poor souls when they came to me, the monkeys they came, and where they have reached today with their iman, their deen, their amal, their knowledge, their practice, that subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has made you a river flowing into a vast ocean. These are those people who knew nothing, they didn't know Quran, they couldn't read Quran. Jahil, we're all jahil. We're all illiterate and ignorant, but Allah has given us great ilm, great company. Great sovereign. So we come to level 3 now of Rabta, Islahi Rabta. So you become a river, fast, forceful river flowing into the ocean, and you're on a high maqam, high level, alhamdulillah. And fares, you always, countless fares and blessings of your shaykh, you are receiving, absorbing. And like the wind, no blustery wind can affect you. Then you go to the highest maqam, level 4, after that, say subhanallah. This is the most brilliant of levels. Monkeys, apes, we eat chickens and meat every day. Don't waste your time. We haven't come to this world just for eating, drinking. Say inshallah, we will work hard to attain this level number 4. What's level number 4? Of Rabta, Ittihadi level number 4. This is the most strong, with magnitude and strength. Ittihadi level number 4 of Rabta. You will have heard about this, or maybe you've heard about this or not. What does the human being become here? This is called Fanafe Rasul, Fanaf Allah, immersed in the love of Allah and His Rasul Salam. So he becomes stronger than the ocean because he had the connection with the Shaykh. He goes beyond that. He goes beyond that. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And he jumps, you know, like the waves, they crash down. The Shaykh says, gives instructions and teachings. Then he has 100% ittihad with his Shaykh. And the Shaykh, that he doesn't know, that is it really me, or is it, I'm like a reflection 100% of my Shaykh. Everywhere he sees his Shaykh, like a mirror, wherever he is, he will hear the words of his Shaykh, the teachings of his Shaykh, he'll remember the teachings. It's not like he's speaking, it's like his Shaykh speaking to other people. Because he is 100% reflection of the qualities of his teacher. Here, I'll tell you a waqia, an event. There was one brother, he came to Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, and he said, the Hazrat Sahib, I want to do ziyarah, I want to see the dream of the Prophet, and please do dua for me that I see the dream. After a week, he came. He said, Hazrat, I wanted to have a maqam, a high status, and that I heard in the dream the Prophet is coming. Everyone stood there, the sabikram. But when that person came close, I saw, then it was you who came. You were coming close to me. It wasn't the Prophet. And what do we call this? Ittihad, level 4 of Rabta with the Shaykh, subhanAllah. So Hazrat Thanvi Sahib rahmatullahi, he smiled. He said, it was the Prophet, but you saw my face, my parents that was coming towards you. He said, Hazrat Sahib, why? He said, because your link with your Shaykh is so strong that you actually saw me. But it was the Prophet, it was in your vision, but he was there in my appearance. In other words, you saw me because it's me you're learning everything from. There are many other events like this. The point we need to understand is that the student is so close to the Shaykh, ittihadi becomes like the reflection 100% of the teacher. The pillar is his teacher, and there are other maqams beyond this, but what can I tell you? May Allah Ta'ala give us these 4 levels, these maqams. We are weak, but we're not weak, mashallah. Look at you, how weak we were. We knew nothing, but Allah Ta'ala has brought us to this great level of the deen, hasn't he? Today, if you work hard and understand the words, the discussion today, this world we've come to is not for eating and drinking, wasting time, enjoying ourselves. Look where we are weak, and what stage we are just stuck on. This stage, we're stuck like glue. What is weak about us? What is it? Remember, Rabta. Our Rabta, the 4 elements are weak. It's our basic mistakes we make, and we are stuck in this trap, in this rut. We don't want to improve ourselves. Our itaqad, our belief in our Shaykh is not good, our love is not good, our service is not good, and our obedience is not good. If we strengthen these 4 elements, then our Rabta will go through level 1, 2, 3, 4 to Rabta Ittihad. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq, whatever we discussed today, may Allah give us the tawfiq to practice upon this, and may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you to practice and implement this. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين دعوة ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه وأهل المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا جابي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دمرهم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.